Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hope you all are having a great day out there. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday Eve. That really means something
a
today.
A big one, yeah.
We always like to say Friday Eve, but today mm-hmm. really means it because a lot of people are going to have off tomorrow. If
That's
you
right.
don't, we appreciate you working on the 4th. Happy 4th Eve, everybody.
How about that? Yes.
We're going to get into a bunch of fun stuff today. We are definitely talking a lot about the 4th. We'll have the El Cafe birthday and Anniversary Club a little bit later. We're also going to have a moment there for one of our listeners that we've lost. Aww. We'll get into that. Then we're going to talk some 4th of July. What's the perfect potato chip for the 4th of July party you're throwing?
The perfect potato chip.
Yes. Mm, yes.
Okay.
Got a 4th of July roundup talking about travel forecasts and different things going on.
All right.
It is a Thursday, and while it does feel like a Friday show, we got work to do, and we will kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our great friends in the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to Milltown Coffee, sponsoring that. We appreciate it. And plenty of entertainment news for you. We want to catch you up on a couple of things, let you know what's new on your local theater stage. We have the 2026 Hollywood Walk of Fame class, something on the new Superman movie, and again talking a little bit about what's new on your small screen this weekend, and the local theater stage, and some of those things that are coming up.
All right, sounds good.
And I want to also get into what is the best 4th of July movie this week
ever.
Yes, the best 4th of July movie. What is the best
Independence Day?
No. I want audience participation on this one. 715-424-2600. Call up or join us through the Civic Media app. You can text mm-hmm. through that app as well if you're busy or you got the boss looking over your shoulder and you want to text us Independence
That's
Day.
That's a good way of doing it. Yep,
you know,
yep.
But I want your favorite 4th of July yep. movie. So, or you know, you can look at this either way. Your favorite or what you think is the best. It might be
doesn't have
answers.
To be your favorite. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Because we are seeing and you're thinking, well, it's a 4th of July weekend. How many people are going to be watching movies? Well, for mm-hmm. one, Hollywood is counting on you two. They're releasing the Jurassic Park movie last night. It got released at midnight.
The old Wednesday holiday mm-hmm. release, yes.
Looking for that extra day of income, you know, in gross. So
of course.
Come yep. Monday, I'll be interested to see what the box office numbers for that and yeah. some of these other movies are. They did well in their first week, not as well in their second. We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
And we'll talk more about that another time. But I also bring it up in part because the number one thing we are doing for the 4th of July is nothing.
Really?
Nothing. People want no plans. They want to relax. They want to be at home in their air conditioning. That is what we're seeing from this survey
back.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
A new poll asked people what they'll be up to this weekend. And the number one thing we're looking forward to doing is nothing.
Nada.
43% of Americans say that their plans include staying home and kicking back. It's the most common thing we've got planned for the weekend.
Okay, wow.
And I don't know if you are surprised by that. Please let me know because yeah. I can't imagine how you'd be surprised by
right,
that.
Right. Well, and
too surprised.
Right. When the 4th falls on a Friday, mm-hmm. like this year, it's like perfect, right?
Yeah.
Because then you can if you want to. You can do all your celebrating on Friday, you know, get that extra day, do the mm-hmm. the cookout maybe, go see the fireworks or whatever, and then you get the rest of the weekend. Yeah. And you don't have to worry yeah. about it, right? And then mm-hmm. and then you got a bigger chance to kick back. So, hey,
that's
like a plan to me.
I love, we're fortunate when it falls like this. Mm-hmm. In a couple of years, when it's on a Monday, that's what we'll all be, you
yeah,
know, we'll
be complaining about it, yeah.
But here are a few actual things we're doing for Independence Day. 35% will spend time with family or go to family get-togethers. Okay. 33% will go to a barbecue or picnic this weekend. 16% will go to a fireworks display.
That's it. Wow.
That's, yeah.
That's those lower numbers, than I thought, yeah.
And it's getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
Fireworks are the displays, the pomp and circumstance of that part of 4th of July is starting to lose a lot of its momentum.
That's interesting.
The thing that I'll get to it in a second.
All right.
Finish
yep,
this.
Sure.
10% are planning to set off fireworks themselves.
Don't do it.
10% will go right on. 10% will go to a 4th of July event, like a parade.
Okay.
It's only 10% will do those things, though. Wow. Where when we were kids, I got to think it's in the 70s, 80s.
I mean, it's hard to say, but man, those were important things. You are so right. I agree.
11% will watch some sports. 5% will go to the beach. 4% will go camping or hiking. 2% will go fishing. And another 10% said none of the above. Literally no plans. Don't know what's going to happen.
All.
We'll see.
Wow. Keeping it open. That's not a bad idea.
So you've got that percentage of people, and then the overwhelming percentage of people, again, 43%, yep, looking at doing nothing, just want to kick back and everything.
Right, right.
I think that there's a lot of angles that you'll hear a lot of people that could take on this and everything. I actually think that this is, to me, everybody looks at this holiday differently, and that's sure, part of the beauty of this country.
100%.
I think a lot when I think of Independence Day, I truly think about America and freedom and the origins of our country, mm-hmm, and what our country's about. And to me, I like celebrating freedom. I like talking about it with my mom or dad or these things. And I like being around family and friends. Mm-hmm. That's probably the second, third thing that I think about with this holiday is, what are my friends up to? What, you know, when you're young, you're with family. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older, become a teenager and some of that, what are my friends up to? What are my buddies up to? Around here, you're going to the 4th of July parties and celebrations, mm-hmm, and yep, some of these things and stuff. But all of it consists of family and friends and some of that, which is America. And I don't need fireworks for that. I don't need a parade for that. And more people, I think, are... You could look at this in a lot of different ways. I see this as, people are looking at what's important to, mm-hmm, them. It's not so much about the event as it is the people.
Right.
And I think, there's maybe other factors to this and stuff. Finances, you have more and more people that are not as comfortable in crowds as you used to.
Right. And maybe the pandemic had a little bit to do with that, but yeah.
But I don't see this as a negative. I don't see this as
not necessarily. I think you're right.
I'm sure that there are some networks out there that need to fill 24 hours of news and everything that are going to look at this in certain ways or whatever.
Sure.
This seems very patriotic to me.
Yeah.
This seems very. And I don't think that we get it. Like we a long time ago turned this into a summer Christmas, a day where it's just about the fireworks and yeah, Uncle Sam and all these things. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle there.
Of course.
But I do think that in a roundabout way or in a subconscious way, maybe even we are getting back to more of what 4th of July, I think, is really about. And that's celebrating America, celebrating freedom, democracy, and each other,
yep,
and the people that we're closest to.
In our infinite diversity, it's I like the idea of talking about what does freedom mean.
Yeah,
because you could ask any person, and I bet you'll get, ask 100 people, you get 100 different responses.
Definitely.
What does freedom mean? Which is something I think a conversation we need to continually have, mm-hmm, especially in a country that is, supposed to be based on it, right? That's, yeah, the whole idea, or one of the whole ideas of this country is that, that personal freedom. Well, what does that mean to you? Does it mean, the government doesn't stick its, nose in my business? Does it mean something different? Is it like a more positive freedom? Freedom from poverty? Freedom from hunger? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. These are all questions that I think it's a good day to ponder because like you said, that's what we tend to be thinking about anyway.
Yeah.
So.
And I have to say too, in that list of things that I think of, it's certainly it's always surrounded by or seasoned in appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress how thankful I am that I was born in this country, that, mm-hmm, I've spent my life in this country. For one, I wouldn't survive 2 minutes in another country. not with my mouth. With my mouth, I wouldn't make it 2 minutes, yeah, in China.
You'd be scallywag.
Yes. There's no way anybody would have ever heard of me. At 5 years old, I would have gotten in trouble. But more importantly to me and everything, it's everything that this country is about, I believe in and I love. But I also look at it as a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as this is something we earn every day. Freedom isn't free. whether, and that to me brings us to our soldiers, our veterans, and being appreciative to them and thankful to them, because we're able to enjoy the parades and the 4th of July fireworks and all of this pomp and circumstance because of every single one of our soldiers and the history of this, from beginning to end. And current enlisted to veterans out there, we appreciate you and thank you for giving us a chance to act silly or do nothing.
Just hang out. Chill.
We appreciate that. And I think the best way to show your appreciation is to be smart with those fireworks this weekend. Keep in mind the people in your neighborhood.
Please.
Certainly being safe with it and everything. But just as importantly to me, understanding your environment, know your audience. It's the number one thing I teach everybody in this business. Right away, know your audience, and this is the same thing for your neighborhood. If you've got veterans in your neighborhood, find out. Does it bother them? Does it not? Every veteran it does.
And, that's right.
But at the same time, most veterans aren't going to tell you if it bothers
that's
them.
That's true as well.
So why not play it safe?
Yeah.
You know? If you got kids and they really want to see some fireworks, how about you light them off when the sun's out? How about you do it during a rational time of the day?
How about sparklers? You know? Sparklers are fun. I like sparklers.
Have some fun with that. And, of course, if you're looking for fireworks, we got you covered here in Rapids.
No, we do.
One of the best 4th of July displays in the area will be launching from the Wisconsin River in downtown Rapids. The display will begin at approximately 9:30 and may be viewed along most of the riverbank and downtown area, except for the launch and safety zones on the western bank of the river from the foot of the Grand Avenue Bridge to the south of the Moravian Church.
They've already got it blocked off. So.
Yeah, you're already good.
I've already seen it. Yeah, they're ready.
For the love of all that is, this is just me saying this and not reading from the press release or anything. Please stay away from the launch pads. Please stay away from that area.
It's very dangerous.
What are we doing? What are you doing? Like, we got firemen, we got police officers, our sheriff's department, all these people that are working hard, and this is a day where maybe they get to just enjoy a little bit of, while they've got doing the job, they can maybe just enjoy things a little bit. Let's not give them more work.
Without people doing crazy, nutty things.
What are we doing?
Yes.
Just think for 2 seconds. Stay away from the area that there possibly might be fire. Just throw it out there. Do your own thing, bud.
Be careful.
On 2nd Street between Grand Avenue and Jackson Street Bridges, the band Mill Creek Cow Tippers, great name.
That's a great name.
Will be on stage performing 6 to 9. The national anthem will be sung by Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award winner and nominee Alexis Walton. She's got a great voice.
Oh, we know Alexis. Yeah, we interviewed her for our show. Yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah.
That'll be before the fireworks show begins. Food and refreshment vendors will be located on West Grand Ave on the west side of the river. The Wisconsin Rapid City Band is going to perform outside the Centralia Center at 223rd Avenue South, starting at 7:30. One of the better collected bands you will find. And I almost guarantee you got friends and neighbors in that band and everything. We appreciate them.
Absolutely.
If you are planning to attend this event, please consider that there is a number of things that we ask of you. You can find the complete list at wirapids.com. Mm-hmm. No tarps, blankets, or chairs may be placed on the riverbank or in any city park before 6 a.m. on July 4th.
Yes.
No parking.
This means you.
Yes, you. No parking will be. Hey, geese. hey, these geese are always trying to get the good spots.
They are, and
they always are.
They hiss at you if you try to take it over.
Sure, too. Yeah. No parking will be allowed on 2nd Street South between East Jackson Street and Meade Street from 6 a.m. on July 4th through the conclusion of the event. Mm-hmm. No vehicle traffic will be allowed on the following streets from 3 to 4, and all the ones that you can imagine: Birch, Maple, Walnut, Pine, Winter, Locust, Meade, and of course 2nd Street South and 3rd Street South. You will know this by not being able to get over
there. Right. Exactly. They will have it blocked off. But that's okay, because you can head on down and when you're getting ready for the fireworks, to find your spot and everything. Go to the Moravian Church, everyone. Our brat fry is back from 3 to 8:30, everyone. Come on down. We got brats and burgers and baked goods. We got all kinds of goodies. So come on down. It's we weren't able to do it last year because of the questionable weather, but hopefully this year we'll be able to get that out there.
It's a bit of a fundraiser. Right?
It's
a bit of a, you guys are able to collect funds for a great cause.
That's right. So we want to see it down there, everyone.
Yeah,
it's one of our traditions that we like to do. So
it's fun. And a great area to watch. As it is, yes. Somebody who's lived here half my life, I could say that I've watched the fireworks display from just about everywhere.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking on top of one of our local bars downtown or we're along the riverbank or along that, getting there late.
Yeah.
And getting a spot just somewhere.
Right.
I being honest, and you guys can correct me on this, we're always honest here at the station. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's really too many bad spots. I mean,
there isn't.
You're
there
pretty
isn't.
Lucky.
I'm forced to watch them because they're right next to my house.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I can't help it. Yeah.
Find a good spot and enjoy. And a big thank you to everybody that makes this happen every year. We have one of the better celebrations in the area.
We do. I think it's a lot of fun.
Do want to touch on another couple of events going on. We'll get into that at the end of the show a little bit later with our good stories of the day. For now, we're getting ready for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Got a lot to do today.
Yeah, we're busy. Coming up on the morning show, WFHR. Celebrate. Slowly becoming my favorite one of these. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe doing some great stuff over there. Have some fun 4th of July themed menu items for you to check out.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
They have that amazing original menu over there. You want to check out. Cannot encourage you enough to buy local, support local, and support them over there. And when you get there, happy birthday to Miss Lucy.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucy.
As we're doing our birthday and anniversary
let's
club
throw here. Another one out there.
We're throwing her name on the list. Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Oh,
Miss
cool.
Lucy's going on the list.
All right.
Yeah, she is going on there. Let me just get that in there quick. My pen isn't working. That's weird.
Okay.
This pen is always working. Oh,
the pen, well, it does have a limited amount of ink, James. I don't know if you knew that.
So right.
Why did this pen stop working?
I mean, it's always been here for me all these years. Darn it. You're so good at that. Happy birthday to Lucy. And great day and a great weekend to all of our friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, everybody. And get us more of your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you.
Can't have enough of them.
Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call on up.
Yeah, 715-424-626, I almost said 1300. Oh my God. 2600. Call up right now. 424-2600, everyone. If you got an extra birthday to add or you just want to wish someone a happy birthday, let's do that.
Get them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. I do want to dive into the celebrating. I want to collect some numbers from you, Seth, so we can get our qualifiers.
Right.
I don't know the right time to do this, but I feel a pull to do this.
All right.
And I talked about it with Pam a little bit last night, and we both pretty much agreed on this.
Okay.
Recently, we lost a longtime listener of ours, Natalie Ranke.
Mm.
Nat was amazing. She joined us many, many times over the years, talking about things that with her family and business, and certainly just joining us on the air as a fun personality.
Sure.
We've been really, really lucky here at WFHR for many, many years. We've had regular listeners that have called up and joined us that most of you out there know their voices when you hear them if you don't know their name.
Right.
We don't really have caller ID, and even if we do, I don't get a chance to look at it. So I don't know.
Not really.
But whenever I would click on that button and Natalie would pop up, that voice would always make me feel very welcome and very happy. And it's my job to make people feel that way. But she did that for me.
That's
and
really cool.
When I was really getting when I was really new at this job and very nervous and uncomfortable, I didn't know how the audience was going to take me.
Sure.
And people like Natalie were some of those early people that opened arms, took me in, and just very kind to me.
Wonderful.
Natalie found out, like a lot of listeners out there, that I love penguins. And she dropped off many things over the years. A lot of them you will see on our wall of thanks behind me.
Yes, you will.
One of those things in particular is a penguin pen that she got from the Milwaukee County Zoo that I've always loved and I've cherished. It's one of the coolest pens you'll ever see.
It is very nice.
But it means that much more now.
Yeah.
We will miss you, Nat. I cannot stress enough how much our station is there for your friends, your family out there. We're thinking of you. And we appreciate her and everything she did in this area.
Yeah.
And just a wonderful human being. We will miss you, Nat.
Very nice.
And we're thinking of her loved ones. Do want to get into our qualifiers for today, Seth. Got to make you work a little bit
That's
here.
Fine.
I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that one right there. And another one or a two.
Two.
Okay, gives us that one right there. And we have our qualifier. And then on Sunday, going to need another one or a two from you.
Two again.
All right. Wow, you just went straight twos on this. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to Pam's cousin, Mary Ann Eskert Groff. She grew up here in Rapids, now lives in Madison.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
She resides down in Madtown.
Yeah, very nice.
Happy birthday, Mary Ann. And a happy belated birthday to Steve Saltzman, one is a Civic Media.
Civic Media person, yeah, that's right, down in the Waukesha. Saltzman, yeah, down the Waukesha area, I believe, is where he works, yep.
And we wish a very happy birthday to Pat Kreitlow tomorrow. Today, I'm
it
sorry.
It is today, Pat's birthday is today. Yeah. Yes, happy birthday to Pat, yes.
Yeah, the voice you hear
before the show,
leading us in, wishing him a good one. Enjoy your day. And then taking a look at other birthdays for today, Miss Lucy, of course, again, want to get her in there. Miss Lucy, almost qualified, almost got a qualification there. But it goes to Joan Oligny.
Joan, happy birthday and congratulations on qualifying.
Yeah, Joan Oligny's our qualifier today, and we're wishing her a great birthday. Enjoy, nice. Joan. Enjoy.
Yes, have a good one.
We take a look at tomorrow's birthdays, Friday birthdays. Her first up, happy birthday to Jeff Jelnick.
Jeff, happy birthday to you.
Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier celebrating their sixth birthday, Juno Went.
Juno. Oh, congratulations and happy birthday to you. Two very patriotic people. Mm-hmm. Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
We don't get very many like 6-7-year-old birthdays or whatever.
No, we don't. Fun. We love those doing
that's
those.
That's fun. That's awesome. Happy birthday. On Saturday, we get to put the spotlight on Karen Wenzel.
Happy birthday, Karen, and congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Karen. Hope it's a good one for you. And wrapping up with Sunday birthdays, first up, happy birthday to Marge Hintrichson.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Enjoy the day, Marge. And a very happy anniversary to Dell and Darlene Nelson, our qualifiers for Sunday.
Dell and Darlene? Oh, fantastic. Yes, congratulations and happy anniversary to you.
And those names go so well together.
They go so well together. Alliterative names are always fun.
Happy anniversary, you two. You're our qualifiers there. Thanks so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Great
we
list.
Appreciate you. Who are you sharing your birthdays and anniversaries for today? We just have for today for you. Just to kind of wrap up the segment here and everything. I was curious about 4th of July. Maybe we'll look a little bit at 4th of July.
Yeah, who are they?
Ellie King is 36 today, X's and O's. She's had a couple of hits over the years.
Yeah, that's right. She's a songwriter, yep.
Patrick Wilson is 52.
Wow.
Fantastic actor.
Very good actor.
Underrated. Ed Warren in the Insidious and Conjuring movies. I'm not really into that style of movie, but I watched the Conjuring movies and he's so darn good in them.
He's just a good actor.
And they're based on real stories. And I've seen interviews of the actual couple and he's dead on with that.
Oh, like, really?
Looks and acting wise.
Nice.
He's got mannerisms. Really good actor.
Very cool.
Might have seen him as the Ocean Master in the Aquaman movies as well and many other things. Speaking of great character actors, a couple of them right back to back. Julian Assange is 54. That's not an actor right there, wiki guy and stuff.
Yep.
But I was thinking that Benedict Wong is 54.
Oh, love Benedict Wong.
Oz, Law and Order, he had very recurring roles in those for many years. Law and Order SVU in particular, where he played a psychiatrist. He was now he's in the MCU.
Yeah, he's Wong.
Yeah, he's Wong.
Wong is Wong, yes.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Actor.
Love him.
Connie Nelson is 60. She was in Wonder Woman and Justice League. She was also in The Following and Gladiator, another good character actor. And let's see here. Yardley Smith is 61. Yardley Smith.
And she still sounds like a little girl.
Yeah.
Lisa Simpson, yeah.
She is Lisa Simpson. She is Lisa Simpson.
Yes, she is.
And not for nothing, worth a lot of money. Like
any of the Simpsons actors are worth a lot of money now. They don't have to do a lot of work either.
No, not especially her. It's so cool to see what has happened with the character of Lisa Simpson and what she's been able to do with it. She also was an actress, or is an actress, and was, you might remember her from the legendary movie, The Legend of Billie Jean. She had a big role in that.
You know, you broke out Herman's head. I believe she was on that show
Right. That's right.
The out of nowhere reference James made the other day. I'm still not sure where that came from.
Herman's head needs to be revised. It may be the only show I'll say this about. That show had a chance. It had a chance.
I remember seeing Yardley Smith on it like a Hallmark type movie.
Yeah.
She played a nurse or something. That was a little, hey, cool. She must just do it for fun. Obviously, she doesn't need the money.
I love when I see her or Dan Castanella just show up.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. They're They're great. They're great.
One of the biggest box office stars of all time, top three, Tom Cruise is 63.
Wow.
Mission Impossible, of course, and so many others. And Born on the 4th of July.
That's true.
You know, some others.
Yeah.
There's plenty to say about Tom Cruise off the field. There's plenty there, and there's a lot of meat on that bone, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of... I don't know how much I'd be interested in hanging out with Tom Cruise, you know? But if you told me I could act with him, I'll take that every day. I'll take that every day. I would work with him in a second.
Right.
Here's the thing about him that does not get talked about. Everybody that has ever worked with him has never said a bad thing.
Nope.
This man has been in how many movies? Has worked for how many different directors and
so
producers,
many co-stars
and co-stars
and other actors?
And
yeah.
Now, outside of his ex-wives, that's a whole different story.
That's yes.
But as far as him as an actor, and I'm just focusing on that because I got no time for him as a Scientologist or any of that stuff or anything. I don't care about any of that. But as an actor, which is where my focus goes, he gives you everything you could ask for.
Right.
And if you don't think he's a great actor, watch his scenes in Magnolia. It's incredible.
Yes.
Or him as a comedic actor in Tropic Thunder, where he puts on the fat suit and bald hat and everything, and you don't even recognize him. And he's maybe the funniest part of that movie. And obviously his box office numbers and Top Gun and Mission Impossible and all these things. You cannot tell the history of of movies without Tom Cruise.
You have to do it. It's funny you bring up Magnolia, the comic Paul F. Tompkins was at the table read for that. He was maybe going to play a character. And he sat right next to Tom Cruise at the table read, you know. He gets there, and Tom holds out his hand and says, "Hi, my name's Tom."
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, you're one of the most famous people on the planet. I love that. And it sounded like even in that simple table read, he was just, you know... He didn't put on airs. He was just a guy doing his job.
I mean,
so.
You know, say whatever you want about him, but I feel like you got to cover all bases, and I feel like it's fair to add all of this.
I agree.
Because we all know all the other stuff, jumping on Oprah's couch and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Montel Williams is 69. Talk show and multiple sclerosis survivor.
That's right.
Just had an interesting second act.
Yes.
Had a very interesting
second act. Quite a career.
Jan Smithers is 76. Bailey Quarters and WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, one of the classics.
Oh, she was so good on that show. I really liked her. And another 80s star, Betty Buckley, is 78. Gym teacher in Carrie. She was in Eight Is Enough. And she was also in some M. Night Shyamalan movies, too.
Oh, interesting. Very cool.
Yeah. Humor columnist Dave Barry is 78.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I remember when we got the Sunday paper growing up, I remember reading his column every Sunday, and one of the funniest people ever. I mean, the writer, he was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of good stuff.
What a viewpoint he had.
And one more birthday that we have to get in. Mr. Kurtwood Smith is 82, otherwise known as Red Foreman on that 70s show. Was also in RoboCop back in
the
day.
He was in a few other things.
He's been some other stuff.
He did a guest starring role on a two-part episode of Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, wow.
Which was completely different from his Red character. And it was about maybe just right before that 70s show started kind of thing. Or right around that same time, and he does an amazing job. What an actor he is.
He really is a complete actor, and he was so good on that 70s show.
Yeah, he was.
One more shout-out to El Cafe. Appreciate them. Hope they have a great 4th of July weekend, as we hope you all do. We'll be back to talk a little 4th of July when we come back after the break on the Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a great Thursday out there, getting ready for 4th of July weekend. A lot of great stuff going on, getting to our schedule, some great events going on in our area throughout the weekend as well, and plenty more. But right now, we're talking about one of the more important things that is going to be going on this weekend. There are going to be a lot of barbecues.
Yes.
A lot of food being served, a lot of food being eaten, and the barbecue, the meat is important. Meat is important.
It is. It's the centerpiece.
All you grill masters out there this weekend, bring your A game. Leave that B game at home. We need the A game this weekend. But you also need sides.
You do.
You got to have sides.
Because if you have a centerpiece, you need things to surround the centerpiece, right?
It helps you know what's the main meal.
Yes. I like the idea of it's literally in the center of the table, surrounded by things.
Oh, yeah. That's the main course.
But now I understand.
Are you a potato chip guy, Seth? Are you?
I do like myself a potato chip.
Do you have a favorite brand or favorite kind or anything
Not
like that?
Really? You know, whatever's on sale, basically, is where I'm going.
Same. Yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite chip, but I do in the moment. Like, I go through, because I'm a grazer. I like chips. And so at certain times, same thing with cookies. I go back and forth, you know, and I burn out of one.
Yep.
I've been into kettle chips lately.
Which are, I'm big on, I like those. They're good and nice and crunchy.
Good crunch on that. Yeah.
But I have to say that if there's a brand that I think, and it's partially because of my bias of the state I'm from, Old Dutch.
Oh, yes.
Is a classic because those are made in, you know, Minnesota. That's a Minnesota company. Sponsors of our Masters of Mystery program, too, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
But, so if you know, and they tend to be a little bit cheaper than some of the Frito-Lay and all that stuff. So I would say if I had to choose, I would choose Old Dutch.
I think as with the normal brands, Lay's and Doritos, I like all of those. Yep. I will throw out there the Sun Chips. I do like those,
those
too.
Sun Chips? Yeah, I've never gotten into those.
Yeah, there are. I like them.
I'll stick with the classic potato chips.
Right up. Yeah. Let's see what you guys do. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I like Cape Cod chips.
Oh,
those
one.
Are good.
Yes.
They're hard to find. Yeah.
Around here, yeah.
Those are good ones, though. If you haven't had those, anybody, try those. Those are good ones. Because
those are kettle-type chips,
those
too.
Those are very crunchy.
Yes, they are.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
And they got more folds in them than any other chip.
Yes, they do.
The folds, very important.
It is very important. That's a great point. Yes, those are always the favorite ones to eat. Those folded ones. Yeah, that's a great point, man. Thank you for that, sir. Do you have anything fun going on this weekend?
No, kind of just taking it easy. Getting ready. I'm going camping on the 6th, so I'm getting ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Good on you. Yeah. Always appreciate the call and wishing you a great 4th, sir. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Great reference too there. Yeah, both you guys were good ones. I'm sitting here thinking of the big ones and stuff. Those are great references. Well, a poll this week found chips are the second most popular 4th of July side after potato salad.
Makes sense.
And if you're not sure what brand to go with, here's what your neighbors like.
Okay.
Instacart released some data on the most unique popular potato chips in each state. So the one brand that's especially beloved most of the country is a fan of Ruffles.
Really?
Including almost all the Rocky Mountain states and much of the Midwest. Lay's are also big, but it's a different story on the coasts.
Okay.
The entire West Coast loves Kettle brand chips.
Okay.
And on the East Coast, it varies. Florida goes for a Boulder Canyon. Georgia loves Zaps. Utes are a big pick from South Carolina to Delaware.
Okay. Yeah. Is it Utz or Utes?
It's Utz.
Is it Utz? Yeah, right. I think you're right. Yeah.
New Jersey and Pennsylvania love hers. And all of New England loves Cape Cod chips.
Just as the caller just said. Yeah. Which totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Three states are obsessed with Pringles. Once people in Ohio, Alabama, and Missouri pop, they can't stop.
Seriously.
Had to get in their heads.
I know. But I'm
Pringles are good ones. I never think of Pringles.
I can eat like a certain number of Pringles, and then I stop because there's something just odd about Pringles. I don't know what it is.
I can't put my finger on it. I think I'm like that with Pringles, but I think I'm like that with a number of chips. But I have to say, and this may be one of the more weirder, controversial things I've said, and that is saying something.
Okay.
I don't get Ruffle chips.
I don't
like the way they taste.
Okay.
They taste off to me. There's something about them that just does not taste right to me.
Really?
I don't know what it is. There's none of this makes sense.
It's got to totally be a texture thing.
It's gotta be,
but that it messes with your brain. That makes you think it's like a different flavor or something.
Man, I am just weird. There's just no getting around
it's how your brain works. By the way, Ruffles also makes Wavy Lays.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same company makes both. What? Why do they need two kind of wavy chips? I don't get that.
Why do they or we Because they sell. They do well. I don't know. And as far as the flavors go, with there's the traditional flavors, of course. Mm-hmm. But is anybody a big fan of some of these newer flavors?
Some of the specialty ones they keep throwing out there. Yes.
I love what Lay's have been doing. They've been doing it for like 20 years. It feels like where they have fan votes, and then they'll make the chip that
for
the
a
fans
little while,
vote
yeah,
on.
Like a limited edition.
Such a smart idea. It's a really good idea.
It's people involved. I do want to say that I have to give a lot of credit to Old Dutch again, because they were the first company that came out with dill pickle chips.
Oh, yeah.
And now every company has dill pickle potato chips. So they were the first, though. I got to give them a shout out to that.
I think that, Cool Ranch Doritos, I need to call out. I need to say that, you know, they deserve their own a moment in the sun.
They do. But it's all because of Jay Leno, I mean.
But the most underrated chip possibly is the one that everybody is afraid to eat, and it's Funyuns. It's Funyuns.
Man.
Funyuns are fantastic.
Really? You're coming out in favor of Funyuns?
Yes, I am going to be.
They do to your breath.
Yes.
I mean, just the smell and the... Oh, man. I just can't. I can't do it.
Find yourself somebody who can love you even after you've eaten Funyuns. You find that person. You hang on to that person.
You do. You do. You're going to have to. You're going to have to. You're going to be alone otherwise.
I will brush my teeth immediately after I eat. I may do it while I'm eating the Funyuns.
You got like one and then brush your teeth and one.
they're rough. They're rough. There's no getting around it, but I love them.
I know. There were people
I haven't had a bag in like 20 years. Probably.
I remember kids in high school that lived and died by Funyuns. Yes. I swear to God. There was always like that Funyun fanatic in every group.
I would switch off between those and Cool Ranch. Like that. I just back and forth. But that was my Friday night. If I wasn't playing sports with the guys or anything like that, I was probably playing video games, drinking a liter of Mountain Dew with one of those bags of chips.
Man,
because
it was in the 80s when Cool Ranch came out, and I'm with you, for whatever reason that stuck in my brain, so I'm like obsessed, or for a while I was really obsessed with Cool Ranch chips, but I'm totally with you on that.
But I think with that, just like Mountain Dew, I completely burned myself out of it.
Yeah,
like
that,
now
that can
I
happen.
Now I'll eat them and I'm like, just don't meet. They don't. I'd rather have something else. And Mountain Dew, I can't. I can't
even approach it.
I don't even. It doesn't taste anything like it used to. I don't know. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to do a bit of a roundup of the 4th of July here. We've got a number of different stats and different things going on about the holiday we'll get into.
All right.
And plenty more when we come back on the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
Lady Madonna.
Seth and James hanging out with you. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, kick off the 10 o'clock with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Very
Denise
nice.
Going to be joining us. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have some entertainment news for you in the 10 o'clock hour and get into our schedule, some events going on in the area. Just good stories.
Yeah.
Good stuff coming up. We got a 4th of July roundup here. Just a bunch of random stats and facts and things going on that I wanted to touch on. Like a record 72.2 million people are expected to travel. Maybe you've heard that during Melissa's news and some of those segments.
Yeah.
At least 50, that 72.2 are going to go at least 50 miles from home this weekend.
Okay.
AAA says the worst time to be on the road today is between 2 and 6, but Wednesday was the worst day to travel.
Okay.
So if you avoided that, congratulations.
Congratulations to you. But leave earlier. Don't go the afternoon. That's usually the worst time.
I don't know what it was. I think out of the billions of trips I took with my papa, maybe one where we didn't leave at the exact perfect time.
Right.
That man, he didn't need AAA. Just had it down. Man, I was so lucky. Burgers topped the list in a new poll of our favorite foods to grill. Mm-hmm. Our top picks are burgers, steaks, and hot dogs. They did not ask anybody in Wisconsin.
Yeah, because we know what number one is here. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. The old bratwurst.
I don't do this with every cookout or every barbecue or anything like that, but on this weekend in particular, I got to get a burger and a brat, and I'd love to get a hot dog in there. I try to get all three.
Go
you got to get
it.
The triple crown in. You got to get that triple in there if you can.
West steak was number two?
Yeah,
that sounds expensive to me. Yeah, I'm going with the old standbys.
As a side note, I love steak, but I don't know. I don't think a steak this weekend.
No,
but
I don't either.
Ribs, I will also throw in there. That's one.
Yeah, but you gotta go where there's really good ribs.
Yes,
you know, and I'm not saying anything bad about people around here making ribs on the grill. Nothing wrong with that, but Sorry. It's just not in the culture here as much as it is in other places.
Yeah, yeah. And you could tell when people make them more often.
Yes.
You know, they're just they're different texture to them, different way of them. Meanwhile, a study found that there's no safe amount of processed meat. A hot dog on the 4th probably won't kill you, but unless you choke on it, of course. But even eating small amounts of processed meat on a regular basis can be iffy for your health.
Okay.
So, something to keep in mind, as always.
I know what they're saying there, and you know, I appreciate that. We need a definition of what processed is.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, we do.
Because everything gets thrown in there that is not processed. And there's other things that are very processed that are not put on the list. So we need a better definition.
Yeah, yeah. With a lot of that food and safety stuff, yes. I think. USA Today did a video on how to keep pets safe and calm on the 4th. Mm. For anxious dogs and cats, it's the worst day of the year. Literally, the worst day of the year. I try to spend a lot of time talking about our veterans and those with PTSD out there. Mm-hmm. But our animals deserve mention as well as little kids out there that are, you know, not ready.
Yes. I can attest myself. The first time I was, I don't know, 6-7 years old, went to the fireworks in Duluth, and it freaked me out. Mm-hmm. We had to leave because it freaked me out so much. So it's not just, like you said, of course, veterans, animals, but little kids too can be very affected by it. To this day, I'm not a big fan of fireworks.
As an example, where I grew up, a lot of violence, a lot of gunshots, mm-hmm. a lot of those things. So I was ready for the 4th of July. My sister didn't grow up around a lot of that, so she was in a similar situation mm-hmm. as you.
Yeah.
This is the comp. That's the comp to this and everything of what you're hearing there and everything. Yep. And if you're not used to, you haven't been around something like that, then you know, I don't expect you to understand, but I would appreciate some empathy on this one. I think that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
A station in Houston did a story on how spaghetti can help keep your pet calm.
Huh?
A veterinarian said getting them used to popping sounds can help. And if they're really touchy about it, you can start by snapping a bunch of dry spaghetti to simulate sudden pops.
Oh.
Then work your way up to bubble wrap.
Oh.
Now, if that works, I don't think that's a horrible idea, but that's certainly not a cure-all or anything.
No, I'm sure it's not. Yeah.
And it's not even close to the actual sound or the suddenness of that.
Yes.
There is no... You can sit there and talk to your dog for 20 minutes like, hey, fireworks are coming. Hey, fireworks are coming. Hey, fireworks are coming. Guess what? They don't speak English.
Yes.
They're not going to know.
They don't see the flash before the boom. I mean, that's the other thing, too. So, just like a thunderstorm, right? Yeah. Same thing.
USA Today also did a story on the town of Bristol, Rhode Island, because it's been celebrating the 4th of July longer than anyone else.
Oh, wow.
Since 1885.
Wow.
1785.
Wow.
Darn dyslexia.
That was pre-Constitution.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. Good for you, Rhode Island.
I did not know that. That's really cool, actually. That's very cool. Shout out to Bristol, Rhode Island. Good Morning America did a segment on 4th of July safety tips. When you factor in fireworks, pools, car crashes, and grilling mishaps, it's one of the most dangerous days of the year. Have fun. Be careful out there. Look out for each other.
Yes.
It's a
all
big
of those
one.
Things. All of those things.
It feels like it doesn't happen that often, but it does seem like if not every other year, almost pretty consistently, there's something that happens on the 4th or this weekend that just, you know, puts a real black eye on the whole thing.
It really does. It really does.
Let's try to look out for each other, try to be safe and smart about this. And really enjoy the holiday.
Use your noggin.
Mm-hmm. And finally, 86% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July in one way or another, according to the National Retail Federation.
Yeah.
Now, according to our earlier survey, then that might not be doing much, but they're still celebrating.
But they're going to celebrate in their own way, right? And boy, what's more American than that?
Right? Yeah, yeah. And that's pretty much in line with the past 2 years, when 87% said that they were celebrating. The lowest ever was 76% back in 2020, but that was because of the pandemic.
And we couldn't do the normal things we wanted to do on the 4th of July,
But, I mean, it is one of the more, not only consistent and popular holidays, but I feel like it's one of the ones where, you got your mix of people that are just looking to get drunk, you know, being blunt
every holiday
and everything. Arbor Day has that. Yes, every holiday has that.
I'm going to get drunk and then plant a tree,
But I feel like, and maybe it's my circle or my people that I've spent most of my life around or whatever, but no matter who those people are, and it's changed quite a bit over the years, most people get what this holiday and this weekend is all about.
It's pretty easy to understand, yeah.
I don't think it takes a lot. Like, I'm not saying that you got to write your own, anthem. You got to come up with a new flag or anything. I mean, it's not hard to celebrate America.
No.
And much like what we say when Mother's and Father's Day comes around and certain other holidays, every day is the 4th of July here in this country, because every day we get to celebrate democracy, we get to celebrate freedom. More than any other country, we get to do these things. Mm-hmm. And we have freedoms that, boy, if you tried them in another place.
Any number of places, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it probably wouldn't work too well.
Probably wouldn't. So we got a lot to enjoy and celebrate. We're going to get into a lot of that in our next hour.
Yes.
We'll wrap up talking a lot of the different events that are going on and fun things. And one of those things that I wanted to touch on here, and I gotta be honest, journalistic integrity here. When my sister and I first moved to this state, we lived in Rome, Wisconsin, and my nan and papa took us to a number of Rome events, signature mm-hmm. events in that area. Right. One of them was the annual Independence Day celebration on Lake Sherwood.
Okay.
Seth, if you haven't been to this, man, it is a party. It is all along the lake. There's a million things to do. It's so much fun, and it is going on this Saturday from noon to 11 at night, or question mark. At least the way I remember it was a question mark on that 11 o'clock.
It depends on where everyone ends up.
Man, right? I'm like 12, 13, and I'm still looking at that question mark when I was a kid. Join us for Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association's annual Independence Day celebration. We'll have food, beer vendors, and tents, live music. Shermalat Ski Team going to be doing their thing, and of course, there will be their fire works at dusk. Mm-hmm. This began going on Saturday, so if you get a chance to, if you're in that area and you want to take that in, I cannot encourage you enough to. We have a little of this here, obviously, in Rapids. Fireworks are hit or miss for me.
Yep.
I don't know if that was a pun or not.
Well, it was close.
But fireworks over a river or over a lake, you get me there.
That's the best place to do it. Probably the safest too. But you're absolutely right. That's I think it makes it even cooler.
That's going to be a fun one. And going on today from 1 to 4. Tomorrow from 1 to 4, the 5th annual Lake Camelot Boat Parade will be going on.
Oh, boat parade!
Yeah.
How cool is that?
If you've never seen a boat parade, you should definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Even if you have, it should. They'll have a parade. They'll have a red, white, and blue parade. You can decorate your boat in red, white, and blue.
Well, yeah.
And they'll have a parade after. Worse, DJ Angie's going to be there playing your favorite music, and the Camelot on the Lake will have lots of refreshments for everyone. It's going to be a really fun event. Mm-hmm. Check that out, and find out more by going to our friends over at Visit Rome's website. You can go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Support that area, everybody. We all are connected.
Yes.
Seth and I will take a time out. When we come back, we're talking animals. Talking animals with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And